the sound of performance, that's what drives us. When Scott Porte set out to build the most technologically advanced hydraulic transom lift system, he pulled out all the stops. The Porte R-Series high-performance hydraulic transom bracket is the world's most advanced outboard vertical lift system. After Scott won another offshore world championship, the race governing body declared the Porte bracket an unfair advantage. The Porte R-Series cockpit-controlled hydraulic transom bracket has the same DNA as our industrial commercial series.
Maximum horsepower, 750 per engine.
Maximum weight capacity, 900 pounds per engine.
Maximum engines, unlimited.
Besides numerous national and world championships across sanctioning bodies, 2024 marked the third year running. The Porte R-Series has led customers to multiple shootout Top Gun victories at the prestigious Lake of the Ozark High Performance Shootout. The unfair advantage keeps winning wherever it goes. Let us design one for you. Visit online at PorteProducts.com. And now the Fast Five, brought to you by Porte Products. Earlier this week at IBEX in Tampa, the two lead developers of Project Perfect Storm, Scott Porte of Porte Products and Todd Salas of Oceancraft, brought together their team of leaders in cutting-edge technology in the marine industry to mitigate mental and physical fatigue on operators in the tactical environment, launching the amazing 11.5-meter rib at the show. During the gathering, we had the opportunity to catch up with IBEX editorial director Aaron Porter. Aaron Porter joins us. Is the unveiling of Project Perfect Storm here at IBEX in Tampa. And Aaron, you wrote an extensive article that was part of the launch of this program, but you've been intricately involved throughout its planning process. And here it comes forth in front of the public, and they have the boat here giving demo rides, and this thing has really happened.
Yeah, it's been an exciting day here at IBEX for everyone involved in this project and everyone who just got to witness it for the first time. From my perspective as a magazine editor, someone who spends way too much time thinking and writing about boats, what's exciting is watching these companies with pretty sophisticated technologies coming together and really sharing what they've got in ways that you don't see in any sectors for the most part. But boat building's always perhaps been I like to think that it's been a little more collaborative than, say, automotive or aerospace. And we're scavengers. We got to work with what's trickling down in this. The margins aren't really thick enough for anyone to do a ton of R&D on their own dime. And what we got here is really great value for a return on the development that's happened. We end up with propulsion, slam dampening seats, the sky deck system, boat itself, the redesign of the running surfaces. All of that is just to have that as a shared goal and a cooperative engineering and design and then implementation project is something quite frankly, I've never seen in the industry put together in such an intentional way and so quickly as well. To get a company like AkzoNobel, they had the bottom paint for this program, to come on board to something that was really coming out of left field, Adam, says a lot about the vitality and the importance of the program. It really had traction. It had real credibility. Is this the fastest, the best boat, as I was talking about earlier? I don't know, but I know it's a very good boat, and it's a very good boat because we had some of the best people, best minds, coming together to work on it. That's what impressed me most today. The boat itself is incredible, but the project and the effort that has yielded it is more compelling.
The one thing that astounds me is for the first time that I've seen, there's been a collaborative effort really focused on shock mitigation and taking care of the operator. And there's so much technology on this boat that's geared towards that. Everyone is circled around and join in on the cause.
Yeah, I 100% agree. And it's something that I certainly haven't seen. I honestly was exposed to some of that focus and spirit at the high-speed boat operations forum in Sweden that Hjulman Dynamics hosts and has. It's every 2 years. It's an invitation only. It's a lot of agency and operators. Incredibly open. This is very similar. I see that very much as a continuation, a cloning of the spirit and model there. But you're right. I think the real concern for, well, we all have it. You're really concerned when people are getting hurt. That's something we want to address. And when we can, we do. And when we can't, we keep looking for solutions. And that means talking to your friends. And that means talking to the guy next to you on the dock or the guy next to you on the show floor. And that's, I think, the other thing that is interesting to me is it really speaks to the vitality of the show as an institution. Whether it's IBEX, the Work Boat Show, these are a brick and mortar, face to face, look them in the eye kind of exchange. There's a lot that happens there that isn't going to happen just over email or even the phone.
Well said, my friend. Great coverage of this event and this unveiling here at IBEX for Project Perfect Storm.
For anyone who wasn't here, I guess it's issue number 211 of Professional Boat Builder Magazine, has a nice summary story by Eric Colby about the whole project, and give you a pretty good summing up if you want to catch up on that.
Aaron Porter, IBEX Editorial Director. And that's the Fast Five, brought to you by Porte Products. We build performance into everything.